Welcome to the I Love Running podcast. I'm Stefan.
And I'm Jenna.
From Lungile Health.
Hey guys, so we're here with Victor and Stefan on our way to do a drive of the Comrades Marathon. Welcome to episode 5 of I Love Running's podcast.
Now we are on the way now to check the course from Durban to Maritzburg. I think that everyone they can try their best as I can do.
I'm sure you will get a gold, Victor, and that's what months and months of preparation is leading to. The aim on the 2nd of June is to get Victor to gold, and we are very confident that he will do that. So we'll keep you posted on the progress of his race day as we'll be seconding Victor along the route. So now we're planning our seconding spots. And looking forward to seeing what's in store for him.
So the week before, comrades, you need to make sure that you're not doing too much. So this is what we're doing now to keep ourselves busy. So we're driving through the route, planning everything. So it's more to keep your mind busy so that you don't get itchy feet and start running and maybe getting injured in the week before. So just make sure you're taking it easy. Plan your route, what you're going to do on the route. So we're going to go through the route now. And look where we're going to stop and where Victor's going to refuel, because obviously that's the most important thing on the day. Controlling your environment as much as possible. So he's going to have specific checkpoints. Obviously, if you don't have a seconding team, then you're going to just take from the tables. But make sure that you have a plan in place that you're going to try and stick to as much as possible so that you don't cramp, that you don't crash, that you do have enough sugar and... that you are refueling the whole time and also getting the motivation and support and stopping for some encouragement, because obviously it's a long day.
So Stefan, obviously Victor's in one of a unique position in that he's got a seconding team that will take him through the race and support him with his nutritional component. But what happens to runners who then don't have that seconding option? How often can we find tables? What's on the tables? And what can runners do?
Well, your pre-race and your few days before the race, obviously your eating is really important. The day before, you want to make sure that you eat a nice carbohydrate-rich meal. Try and make it low GI so that you're refueling your glucose or your sugar stores in your liver and in your muscles. And obviously that's also important in the weeks before, comrades, to make sure that you can maximize your sugar stores inside your muscles. But then on the day, just before your race, it's again, just look on the site, we've got a nutrition guide. So it depends on how long before you're going to eat something. If you've got a few hours, eat something substantial, like a proper meal. But if you've only got a little bit of time before, then you need to look at something like an energy drink or a sports drink that's going to be absorbed a lot quicker so that you don't get cramps. Most importantly, though, don't try something completely different on the race. So if you've never used Goose before, don't go and try Goose on the day of the race, because a lot of people suffer with Goose because of the caffeine or the sugar, because it's quite a high amount of sugar, or, you know, don't try something like completely different that's foreign to you. That's sort of the most important thing I'd say. And then with regards to tables and that, as far as I am aware, there should be tables at least every 3 kilometers. So then on each table, there will be water and usually Coke. So Coke, again, is a nice sugary drink. So that's what you want to be refueling with. And so throughout the race, try and make sure that every 45 minutes to an hour that you are refueling as much as possible. So getting enough carbohydrates in, so the 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates. And as I said, look on that guide that you've got on the side. But that's the most important thing. Every 45 minutes to an hour, you need to be getting in 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates in.
Okay, thanks, Stefan. So now let's go back to the beginning of the race and talk you through the actual start, starting at City Hall in Durban. Victor, can you explain what it's like when the gun goes off?
Before the gun goes, you have that fear that sometimes you won't finish, And then if you look at another runners, the way you can see them, it's like you are not fit enough. They're gonna beat you from the start. There's many things comes into your mind, but only thing I can say is you have to trust yourself, know your plan, what you plan before the race. Don't change your plan, stick to your plan. There's a thing that it can help you along the way. Somewhere, somehow, you find out now maybe you're feeling you are cramping or something. You mustn't put your mind on that cramp. Just tell yourself that, no, it's something that can cause off. And then definitely you will cause off if you have that belief that it can cause off. But if you can stick on that, now you are feeling cramp, it means your race is finished, it's over. It's not over until you reach the finishing. Make sure you're going to finish the race. Like myself, I'm planning to run 5:48, and then I'm 100% sure that I can run 5:48 for Comrade. Because I know that last year I was I had a good run. I ran 5:43. I never get top 10, but I'm still believe that I'm going to get a gold. I'm going to get a gold.
So we're here on top of Cowie's Hill, looking at where the table is. We've taken a little bit of a pick, and trying to decide where we're going to put our first seconding team to give Victor his much-needed nutrition. Victor, last time you came on the Comrades Route, when you were running the Comrades Route, tell us how you felt up Cowie's Hill.
Oh, the first time, the time I came, actually because it's this. The first kilometers is not had only the 15Ks. I was still feel fresh, and then I was cruising, and I was enjoying actually because I was in the leading bunch. I never having any problem with that until I get 16Ks. Especially here, it's not tough. It's not tough. You enjoy it. As long as you train well, it's not a problem when the first 15Ks is not tough.
Don't you find Cowie's Hill a bit of a monster?
No, because on my mind, I know that there is some hills coming in front. Now, this one is just is a start, is something that I can call it is a start.
So mentally, you prepared for this hill?
Exactly, I'm prepared for it, I'm ready. This one is not hard, it's a normal hill.
And Cowie's Hill is 366 meters above sea level. And 15 k's into the race, so it's 72 k's to go to the finish.
Right, so we're just discussing where to put Victor's seconding team. And what we found, or what Victor's told us, is that you have to have 200 meters before or after a water table. And Victor's asked us if we could please put the seconding team 200 meters after the water table. And the reason for that is because he's going to be sucking oxygen as he's going up the hill. And he doesn't want to concentrate on the drinking, on eating and drinking, because he's going to be sucking so hard on that oxygen.
Yeah, so then what we're going to do is we've got our little mix that we're going to give Victor. So the first 15Ks, we're just going to use a sports drink supplement. And then we've worked out how much fluid he needs to take in per hour. And obviously, if for him, it's really important because he's, you know, going for the gold. So we've worked it out quite strictly. But for you, just you must just know more or less what you need, and obviously just listen to your body on the day. But Victor, so you say it's going to be, he's sucking air, so you'd only try and drink.
Yes, especially on the hills, you'll be concentrating. Maybe you try to maintain your pace, and then your breathing, even to talk. Sometimes you find that it's disturbing. Now, if you're running, especially getting down and on a downhill, it's easy because you'll be relax your legs. You just move the legs only, and then you relax, and then it's easy like that. That's why I say, yeah, it's better to get seconding on the downhills because there's no much pressure like on the hill. On the hill, we are fighting stronger than you have to fight on the hills because we are here to fight.
So now we're climbing Fields Hill, and this hill is about 3Ks long. Victor, tell me what your experiences have been up Fields Hill.
At Fields Hill, it's where we start now. We feel now we're having some challenges. And then at the same time, you know that hill is too long. It needs a lot of strength. And then you just try to hang on with the guys. Those guys, they are running. Maybe if they're running the pace that you are prepared to run, then you try to hang with them. But you know that it's helical. It's tough. But
how fast are they running?
Actually, maybe they run. We're running around 3:55, about for 3 kilometers. After that, you can breathe well. Only you just stop breathing and then try to hang on.
So we're going up Fields Hill now, and we're looking at the different, how the turns affect your running route. So you try and take the shortest line here, moving through those turns. Even the cars had to drop a gear to get us going up this hill. So runners, drop those gears and push hard up Fields Hill, which is about 20 kilometers into the race. So how big would the pack be that you're running in at the moment when you get to this point on Old Main Road?
Hey, plenty. It's about maybe more than 100. I think more than 100.
So, okay, so running in a group of more than 100 people, and at this point in the race, you're probably coming what?
Maybe, if I'm not around finishing time, finishing position, I think it's up around 20, top 20 or something.
Okay, so you're coming top 20 at that point with the leaders?
With the leaders, yes.
So we're basically going up the first 50 kilometers. Is that right, Victor?
Yes, basically uphill you're climbing from 1 kilometer up to 50 kilometer. You're only climbing until you start to breathe after 50 km. Then you get those small slope, and then it's where you can start to now to see that now you know where you're going.
Yeah, and how your race is going.
Yes, even it's where the race, you can say now. It's where the race starts now.
So your race begins at 60 kilometers?
At 60 kilometers, it's where I can take everything that I have. Everything that I did, I can take it now. Everything, all the guns that I have now, I'm using it then until I win the war.
So Stefan, after 60 km, if Victor's race is only starting at 60 km, what's happening in terms of your race day nutrition from then on?
This is where the whole preparation thing has been really important, and testing out what we are training with, training how you're going to race on the day. So for us, we've worked out what we need for the day. So exactly how much sugar Victor needs, and a little bit of protein. But essentially at 60 km, your body is aching. And it's needing food. So your cells in your body, you basically used up all your stores. So your sugar stores in your muscles and your liver. So that's why it's important to keep refueling, because that sugar is what's keeping you going. So you're burning the sugar to produce energy. And then at 60 km, just as the same with every 45 minutes to 60 minutes, you need to be refueling, so giving your body that sugar it needs. So for us, it's different because Victor is very fast. So it just happens that he's running 4 minutes a K. So every 15 Ks, that works out to be an hour for us. And that's what we've practiced. We didn't practice with 45 minutes. We practiced with 60 minutes. So that's what we're going to do on race day. And also just a bit in practical terms, it makes it a bit easier to manage, because if it's every 45 minutes, then you do need more seconding people. So just practically for us, it's worked out better. But again, however fast you're going to run, you just need to work it out. But yeah, at 60 km for Victor, he needs all the energy. Or for anyone, after 60 km, you need that energy. And also, you need someone to give you a bit of support, because that last 30K is, it's tough, and you just need that encouragement because you're almost there, but it's still 30Ks. It's not a walk in the park. But in relative terms, it's, you're almost there.
So I see on the nutrition schedule that we have here in front of us, that at that point you start to give it in shorter intervals, every 5Ks. Is this true?
Yeah, on the other end, what we're going to do is just do a bit shorter and break up the nutrition, just also for the motivational and encouragement factor, and then also just to give you that little bit of a boost. And because you are pushing hard, you are using a lot of energy for this. Obviously, the further you are into a race, and the harder it is also just to, it's harder to take in large volumes and run with a bottle or whatever that you're taking. So we've just broken it up a bit more because obviously for the faster guys, you want to try, and every little thing is going to count. So if you can break it up and make it easier for yourself, you must do that. So that's what we're going to do.
So it's now at the bottom of Botha's Hill. Bottom of Botha's Hill? Yes, that's how you say it. We're at the bottom of Botha's Hill, where Stefan's nutrition is starting to kick in, and Victor will start to feel the benefits of having that 30-kilometer mark nutrition injection.
I remember another year, another guy, that he won Comrade. He was hungry, actually. He was leading Comrade, and then he just goes there. People there was... there was crying there, and then he never have an excuse them to have a piece or whatever. He just goes there and then grab that piece of meat and then he eat and carry on running, and then he win Comrade, because once you reach that that stage that now you're feeling hungry, you eat whatever thing comes, you know.
And you didn't have the time to ask if you could have the piece. You just grabbed it and went and started gnawing on their bra.
Yes, because on the way, actually, you see, you have that smell, nice smelling, you know. While you are running, we feel that thing. Now, you find that now you are busy with that thing that you are awake, you know. But once you get hungry, you don't ask them. You just take something that you see on the table or whatever, your bowl of horse, whatever, you just take and eat and then carry on.
Stefan, dietitian, what do you have to say? Is the bowl of horse en route dietitian approved?
I wouldn't suggest it, especially if it's a random piece of burrows. But yeah, it's actually quite funny.
Sipongomane,
the great burrows thief of 2005. Okay, so Victor, now we've just gone up Polly Shorts. Tell me a little bit about your experiences at Polly Shorts.
Hey, the way I know Polly Shorts, it's a killing hill for, actually, it's hard for everyone. You'll be doubting once you reach a Polly Shorts. It's about up to you how you feel. But sometimes you find that you end up walk and run sometimes. But if you're strong in mind, you can carry on running. Only thing I can say is I pray that I'll run the whole hill. That's the thing that in my mind.
Cool, and then once Polly Shorts is over, it's pretty much easy from then on in, hey? You said you could do 2 minutes, 1 minute a K.
Yeah, exactly, because I'll be taking everything that I've done for 6 months now. I won't reserve anything. Everything will be out. I'll be using everything flat out.
Turbojets charged and flying to the finish. 1 minute a K, I highly doubt it. But still going very fast, considering you've done a good 80 kilometers already. So for our last table, we're going to take the Market Road off-ramp from the highway and come towards a set of robots where we'll intersect with the runners. And by now, Victor will be comfortably in the top 10 position. So it'll be easy to spot him running in his Mr. Price kit. We're going to put a little bit of a Lumo sticker on him as well. And he'll be able to identify all our seconds. Because they'll be wearing the Lumo caps with Lungile Health Men on them. So hopefully we don't miss them and miss each other. But like I said, now it'll be quite easy to spot Victor, as he'll be somewhere comfortably in the front. And this will be our last water station for Victor. where we will be feeding him information, vital information about where everybody is in the race and how far the leader is from him, just for peace of mind and also to boost his confidence and let him know that, you know, it's just the last couple of kilometers and he's in line for gold.
Yeah, good luck, Victor. And good luck, everyone else. Yeah, just have a good race. Make sure that you plan and stick to what you've done in the past. You know, stick to your plan. You've got a plan. You can do it. Don't change anything. Don't try anything new on the day. Just stick to your plan. Run your race and enjoy it, because it is a big day. Yeah, but good luck.
Also thanks to Lungile Health for helping me, give me strength how to run a race. Even in mind now, my mind now is stronger. They're helping me to for food, the way what thing I must eat, and what time, all those things. And then they help me as well for psychologically, my mind see to work it out with my mind, how we approach something if you're having a problem or whatever. They helped me along. And then also thanks to them. And then I thank them. God bless them.
Thanks, Victor. Some very kind words there. You know, I've just read some recently. I read a tweet, and the tweet reads along the lines of, Comrades is a race for the first couple of front runners, but for everybody else, Comrades is an awesome event. And so from us at Lungile Health to the runners who are participating in Comrades, and to the spectators and supporters who are watching Comrades, enjoy the event and enjoy the highlights of the event, and have an awesome 2nd of June.